Hello, Seekers. I'm Cassie, the friendly ghost hunter, and welcome to another journey into the realm of paranormal mysteries. If you're new to the channel, I'm a paranormal investigator, and I host a podcast called Fact Seekers, which is all about ghosts and cryptids. You can look forward to a new episode every Monday, wherever quality podcasts are found. But once in a blue moon, like today, I get the chance to live stream. And if that sounds interesting to you, please follow this channel to get notified when I go live. Now, as many have already noticed from the title of the stream, I've got a very special treat for you today. I'm coming to you live, on location, from the legendary Richmond House. That's right, Seekers. We're about to embark on a genuine investigation of one of the most notorious haunted houses in the country. I'll spare you the details, but the owner of the property is a big fan of the channel, and she invited me to come out this weekend and seek for answers where so many others have failed. Thank you once again, Miss Forsyth. This is a dream come true. Obviously, I'm not planning to stream all weekend long. Heck, it might not even take that long, but I thought y'all would get a kick out of seeing me go inside for the first time. Then we'll get set up and take a look around. Oh, and shout out to the mods for all the work they do to keep the chat safe, inclusive, and spam-free. Now, before we go inside, I've got even more exclusive news from my Seekers. The house is still unoccupied, but I'm told that they recently hired work crews and housekeepers to come in during the daytime to fix things up, you know, get it presentable. Well, it was at the end of one of these shifts that someone reported seeing objects floating around on their own. Sounds like the kind of mischief that a poltergeist would get up to, but I don't want to jump to conclusions. So not only does this house have recent activity, it won't be nearly as run down as it's been in the past. I mean, a fellow investigator once broke their leg stepping through a rotten floorboard. I've been assured that all of that has been patched up, so no mundane obstacles will get in our way today. And I do mean our way. I'm streaming from my phone today, but I also brought my digital camera along, so y'all can monitor that feed too. I'll be too busy to pay attention to that many screens, so you'll be my second set of eyes. You'll literally be here with me every step of the way. How awesome is that? As far as I'm concerned, this is the perfect way to spend a sunny Saturday afternoon. Oh, it got kind of dark, didn't it? Looks like it might rain. Well, we better get inside. Come on. Oh, check it out! Look at the keys they gave me. Aren't they neat? It's just like in the movies. I feel like I'm about to throw someone in a dungeon. Or open up a treasure chest. Which this house kind of is, I guess. Okay, let's see if this works. Amazing! I mean, of course it works. It's a key. Duh. But what better way to start this adventure, though? Now, in case some of you are unfamiliar with the story, nobody's actually lived here since a terrifying series of hauntings that happened in 1853. There's conflicting stories about the nature of the encounters, but it was enough to drive the last occupants away. This all happened at a time when this was one of the nicest, most famous properties in the state. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. We'll talk about it more once we're inside, okay? Oh, that's a good creak. I gotta get that sound clip later so I can use it in the podcast. All right, enough suspense. Let's go in. Wow. I can't believe I'm actually standing in the Richmond House. It is amazing. Okay, well, ignoring all the stuff that's covered in sheets, look at this place. The foyer looks just like it did in all the books. You know, I'm so happy they're restoring the house, you know? It's like stepping back in time. All right, let's get the EMF reader turned on and... There. Follow me, Seekers. Our first stop is right up this staircase. So, Chad, do you remember how I said there was a recent sighting? Well, apparently it happened in the master bedroom, so that's where we're headed. I figure we'll take a look around, see if anything looks out of place, and then start taking some readings. If we don't find anything, we can branch out from there. All right, this should be the room. Brace yourselves. Whoa! Oh, sorry. Sorry, chat. No, I didn't see a ghost or anything. That bed is amazing, though. Mods, can we get a poll to see how many people dreamed of owning a four-poster bed? You can count me as a big heck yeah, especially if it's this gorgeous. Check it out, y'all. Oh, man, this room looks great. The blankets are clean. The furniture seems like it's been freshly polished, too. You know, if I had to choose between this place and a haunted IKEA, I know where I'd rather spend the night. Okay, let's get the tripod set up. Here looks good. There, how's that look, everyone? If I set it up properly, there should be a feed from that camera in the corner of your screen. Yeah, now we're talking. Oh, wait, maybe I should zoom out a little? Maybe raise it up? Yeah, that looks good. I want to make sure it covers most of the room so we don't miss anything. Feel free to shout out if you see any spectral shenanigans. I know how much you eagle-eyed seekers have my back. Hang on now. There's something sticking out from under that armoire. Do you see that, chat? Let's take a closer look. Now, what have we... Oh! Oops! Can't show that on stream. It's, how do I explain this without getting demonetized? Let's call it a marital aid. Yeah, a vintage marital aid. Made of ivory from the look and feel of it. Wow, someone spent a lot of time carving this. Fancy. Yes, chat, I'm sure it's clean. Do you think they'd take the time to get this room cleaned up and forget about this bad boy? I guess things were a little smaller back then. Really nice, though. Feels good in the hand. That's not something that should just be lying around, though, so that's promising. Let's put this down on the bed for now. There could be other objects that are out of place. Chat? There's a Ouija board set up on the dressing table. How did I not notice that right away? Yeah, that's not ominous at all. I don't know if this counts as an anomaly, but it is creepy as... Whoa! The EMF just peaked. It's level 5! Holy shit, are you seeing this? Chat, tell me you saw that. I just took a step towards the table and the planchette started moving on its own. I think it's just moving around randomly, but... Wait, it's trying to spell something now. N-E-E-D. Need. What do you need, spirit? Oh, it kept going. Needy. I guess that's basically the same thing. Oh, it's moving again. This is pretty scary, I'm not gonna lie. C-U... And, oh, come on, what is this? Am I being pranked? Fuck, the door, it just slammed shut. Shit, it's locked. This is not happening. Ow, something just jabbed me in the back. What the, chat, tell me this isn't just my imagination. You see this too, right? It's that dildo again. And it's levitating in front of me. Wait, where did it go? Chat, did you see where it went? It moved so fast. Where'd that fucking dildo go? Hello? Is anyone there? Please, I don't mean you any harm. Just let me go. I'll leave, and I'll never come back. I promise. Shit, there it is. Get away! Get away! Ow! Chat, ow! God, it keeps poking me. Ow, it's darting around. Ow. Oh, fuck. Shit. Get out of there. Get. Fuck, it won't budge. Oh, God. Please, whoever's here, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to joke about your toy. It's nice, really. And the size is fine. Mine's barely any bigger. Wait, no, I didn't say that. Why would I talk about something like that in front of my fucking viewers? But if I did have a hypothetical toy, it would be very fortunate to have one that's beautifully sculpted. And a good size. The perfect size, really. Just like yours, like you. Are you in the dildo, or are you manipulating it? Hello? Fuck, please, you can't do this, not on stream. Chat, are you still here? I dropped the phone, so I can't tell if we're still streaming, but it's trying to get between my legs. I've got them squeezed tight, but it's so strong. I'm pulling with both hands, and it won't fucking move. It just keeps digging in. Wait, the board, it's moving again. Take it. Oh, wow. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Oh, holy shit, you won't believe this. The temperature just plummeted. It's freezing. I can see my breath. Is it showing up on the camera? Chat, are you seeing this? Oh, I guess maybe I should describe it in case we lost the video. Oh, fuck, chat. It's like I'm being pushed away from the door, but there's no one here. Now I'm feeling pressure on my chest. It's warm, and it's more like unseen hands squeezing and rubbing. It's tingling. Wow, that... Oh, fuck, it's kind of touching me all over now. It's so cold in here, but the touch is setting me on fire. I don't know how much longer I can... Shit, was that... Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Chat, I can feel it on my skin. It tore my jeans open and... my panties, too. Oh, it's cold. The toy, the ivory, is so cold. What are you doing? This can't be happening. You can't... Do you really want to... fuck me? Oh, no, I'm getting wet. Did I always mean for this to happen? Wait, shit. Chat? I can explain. It's not weird. Trust me. There's a story going around that the hauntings are, well, they weren't just scary, but sexual in nature. People don't usually want to admit to having encounters like that, but the thought of it always excited me. So it's not as crazy as it sounds. There could have been an incubus or... Oh... Oh, I never expected. Oh, God, I never dreamed it would happen this way. Oh, I finally have tangible contact with the other side, and it... Oh, I feel so good. Oh, fuck. Why did it have to happen now when I'm live and everyone can see? Chat, it's gonna go in. Oh, it's almost inside me. There's a force pulling insistently on my thighs, trying to pry my legs apart. I don't know if I can resist it much longer. I'm not even sure I want to anymore. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. It feels... Oh, shit. What am I gonna do? Okay, I can't pass this up. If it gets streamed, if everyone sees it, I'll have to deal with the consequences later. Seekers... I hope you can still respect me for doing what it takes to find the truth. Spirit, you were behind the original hauntings, weren't you? Is that why the witnesses were so reluctant to give the details of what happened? Because you fucked them? Oh, my knees are getting weak. I'm sitting on the bed now. Is this your bed? Is this where you wanted me? Alright, fine. Maybe if I cooperate fully, you'll show me what I want to know. Nothing's happening, but I can't explain it. I feel like I'm on the right track. Okay, Spirit? I guess, have your way with me. You fucking tease. I gave you permission. I showed you that I'm willing, and now you're just gonna take your time sliding across my wet, aching lips. God, that was really graphic, wasn't it? I'm sorry, chat. I just can't help but talk like that. Oh, this is so embarrassing. It's driving me crazy. Fuck. Chat. I'm lying down on the bed and my legs are spread wide, but the ghost, it just keeps teasing me. As the head of the dildo presses into me, my lips begin to part and then it pulls away again. What are you waiting for? Don't you like what you see? Have you even seen a pussy like this before? I like to keep it nice and trimmed. Women didn't do that back in your time, did they? You can see what I am. That's all because of you, because I want you inside me. Oh, it's sliding so easily back and forth. I can't take much more of this. Baby, you know exactly how to touch me. Oh, I love having my tits squeezed like this, and your touch is so warm. So magical. Is that okay? Can I call you baby? Oh, baby, that's it. That's the spot. Oh, I feel so good against my clit. You must really love it when I call you that. Oh, it's so fucking good, but please, it only makes me want it more. Please, I need you so bad. Will you please fuck me, please? Yes, I think it's happening. Oh, fuck me, it's finally. Oh, yes. Oh, bury yourself in my pussy. Oh, Chad, this is what I've been waiting for. Oh, I'm clenching all around and it feels so, so goddamn amazing. Oh, it hasn't even begun thrusting yet. Oh, is this your unfinished business? Is this why you're still here? I'll bet a fucking stud like you saw my lonely pussy and knew exactly what it needed. Yeah, you won't even let death keep you from railing my wet, eager pussy, huh? Oh, God. I want you to fuck me so hard. I just know it'll be incredible. Can you sense how horny I was? How much I wanted you inside me? Is that why you chose me? Or were you a woman? And you had to pleasure yourself in secret? Maybe use this very dildo. Did you use this to bring on toe-curling orgasms every night? Did you cream all over it? Or maybe you slid it... you slid it in and out of your girlfriend. Everyone thought you were just going out to pick flowers, but as soon as you were alone, your tender lips devoured each other hungrily. Yeah, I'll bet the first time you thrust it into her, she arched her back and let out a rugged gasp. Oh, it's starting. Yes, that's it. Oh, I need it so bad. Oh, fuck. Fuck, this is so good. I can't believe it. I'm being fucked by a ghost. That's... Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh, whoever you are. Oh, you know exactly how I want it. I'm so happy we found each other. Oh, how are you? Fuck. Playing with my nipples and my clit at the same time. Are there more of you? Or are you just that... Oh, are you just that talented? Oh, shit, I don't care. You're fucking me so good. Oh, it's driving me wild. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I love this so much. Oh, give me a sign, please. Give me a sign that you love it, too. Oh, God. Yes. Fuck me hard. Harder. Oh. I can't believe how strong your presence is. No other spirit could fuck me as potently as you are. Oh, I can hear it. I can hear my juices coating that perfect fucking dildo. Keep pounding me. Give it to my... My needy little cunt. Oh, yeah. That's right there. Right there. That's perfect, baby. Oh, God. Oh, baby, you're gonna make me come. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? You want me to come? Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Don't stop. Yeah. Oh. Stop thrusting. I think it's over. Oh, shit. Shit, I'm sorry. I never wanted any of you to see something like that. They'll probably ban me, but I needed the footage. I couldn't have an encounter like this and not document it somehow. You understand, right? I mean, that was hotter. Oh, that was hotter than I ever dared to dream. If anyone's still here, you got it too, right? I don't know why you'd stay to watch otherwise. Wait, hang on. Oh, fuck. God, it's still half buried. It won't come out. Chad, it's still inside me. Oh my God. What is that dripping down my leg? Is that ectoplasm? Ew. Oh, thank you, oh spirit, for this gift that you left for me after fucking me so thoroughly. I just wasn't expecting that. You were incredible, though, really. I mean it. I haven't come that hard since... Well, Chet's already heard enough secrets about me today, so let's just say I'll never forget you. The door! It's open again. Does this mean I can go? Hello? The Ouija board. Yes! Chat, it says yes. Thank fucking God. I'm so grateful for everything that you did for me today, but I really need to get going. I've got a thing, and hey, I'll just pick up my phone if that's okay with you. Great, and this tripod, you wouldn't want me to leave that behind, would you? Yeah, you wouldn't want that. It's not even a very good camera. I got it used. I'll just put that in my duffel bag. I can't forget this, otherwise I'd have to drive all the way back to pick it up. And I wouldn't want to inconvenience you. Okay, well, I guess the last thing is for you to take this out of me. No, it's still there. Didn't even budge. Are you sure you don't want it back? I mean, stealing from you is the last thing I'd ever... Hello? Okay. Well. Alright, I guess. Don't say I didn't ask. Oh, good. There's still people watching the stream and commenting. Let's get out of here, Seekers, before they change their mind.